praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus, we praise you. Yes,
yes. Thank you for your presence that has been so evident in this place throughout this
week. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that has been ingrained in our hearts, oh God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would continue to be glorified in this place, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, this morning as we learn about you getting all the glory, let it be so true in this
place.
Lord, ask God that you would get all the glory,
Lord Jesus.
Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we thank you because you are an awesome, amazing, great God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, you've been so amazing and faithful unto us, Lord Jesus. Lord, so as we go into this service, Father, help us to give you not just our worship, but all that we are, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that we would give you our hearts, our soul, our minds, everything that is in us, Lord Jesus. Let us cry out and worship you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all glory and praise.
Yes,
you are worthy of all that we have, Lord Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that you would pray a special blessing, a special anointing on Pastor John, oh God, as he brings forth the word, Lord Jesus. Father, that as you have already been doing, that your Holy Spirit would work in and through him, oh God, to impart us what you would want us to instill in our hearts, oh Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, oh God, move in a mighty way. Be glorified and magnified, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that you would be exalted, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that we could apply all that we have learned, Lord Jesus, and lift you up, God, for who you are, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Jesus, in your prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, art God of all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art God of all the earth. 119 in the white book. 119. Praise Jesus.
Love that last phrase there. I'd rather have Jesus more than anything this world affords today. And can we honestly say that? One of the things that the Lord has been dealing with my heart this last year is about giving him the first of my day. And that's a battle for me. I'd probably be considered more of a Martha than a Mary. I do long for him, but it's hard for me. I get very distracted and busy about many things, but he's been working on me this year, and it's hard. I work from home, so emails start coming in very, very early. I hear that little ding going. I need to shut that off. But I have really been trying to, you know, give him the first of my day. And back in June, we came up to camp for a minister's prayer retreat, and one of the things that they shared here was a little pamphlet by Oswald J. Smith, "Lord, Make Me a Man After Thine Own Heart." And it touched my heart so much. Actually, it was actually kind of funny. It was right before Father's Day. My son was going to be speaking in church on Father's Day, and I kept begging him, please do this, preach on this, preach on this. But it touched my heart so much. And I just wanted to share a little bit from there. He says, Oswald Smith said, "I prayed this prayer on his 38th birthday. Lord, make me a man after mine own heart, after thine own heart." And he said, when he prayed that, work faded out of sight. Things that seemed important before disappeared. And everything that he was interested in took a secondary place. And he took focus then on his inner life before God. And that was all that mattered. That was all that was really worthwhile. And he said, I saw as I had never seen before that the big thing was not the work I was doing, the books that I was writing, the sermons I was preaching, the crowds that gathered, nor the success I achieved, but rather the life I was living, the thoughts I was thinking, heart holiness, practical righteousness, in a word, my transformation by the Holy Spirit into Christ-likeness. And he said, there came a new and deeper meaning than ever before. Oh, for a closer walk with God. And he said his heart went out in anguish, a cry for anguish for such an experience. Enoch walked with God. Could not I? Am I not more precious to God than my work, my possessions? God wanted me, not merely my service. And he said after that, he was led out in prayer that would make him a man after his own heart. And it went like this. Lord, here are my hands. I consecrate them to thee. May they never touch anything that would dishonor thee. Here are my feet. I dedicate them to thee. May they never go where thou wouldst not be seen. Lord, here are my eyes. May they never look upon anything that would grieve the Holy Spirit. May my ears never listen to anything dishonoring to thy name. May my mouth never be opened to speak a word that I would not want thee to hear. May my mind never retain a thought nor an imagination that would dim the sense of thy presence. God demands our undivided attention. Everything else must take second place. Friends, loved ones, home, money, work. All these are good things, but he needs to come first. Day and night, we need to give him our undivided attention. He must be first in our life. And he says here, in my relationship to God, I saw that no other and nothing else must come between. That just as a husband comes first in the affections of his wife and vice versa, so God must come first in my heart. And just as no marriage can ever be a happy marriage where either husband or wife does not give undivided attention to the other, so my fellowship with God could only be complete when he had my undivided attention. So what about us? Is there anything in this world worthy of that attention, he claims? Why then do we hold on to that? Is true joy to be found outside of God? Can we be happy with things? Do things satisfy? So I want to challenge us with that. Do you want to be a man, a woman, a teen, after God's own heart? I pray that you do. He must increase and I must decrease. And that's what I pray for all of us today. Amen. Precious Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Thee I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
Bless the Lord.